Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. An Alaska healthcare worker has suffered the nation's first reported serious allergic reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by Pfizer. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media has the story.
The middle-aged woman is one of 100 healthcare workers vaccinated Tuesday at a hospital in Juneau. Officials say she had no history of allergic reactions. The woman's symptoms developed about 10 minutes after her injection. She was treated and kept overnight in the hospital. One of her doctors, Noble Anderson, says the reaction didn't change the woman's outlook on the vaccine.
She was excited that she got the first dose and was disappointed that she will not be getting the second dose. And she encouraged all of us to press on.
Alaska officials say they're making no changes to their vaccination program, and they stress that allergic reactions to the Pfizer injection have been extremely rare. For NPR News, I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.
The former top federal official responsible for election security says continuing efforts to sow doubt about the outcome of the November vote are corrosive to democracy. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Christopher Krebs says attacks on the election process and outcome undermine democracy and the institutions that support elections. Krebs was fired last month by President Trump after he declared the 2020 election the most secure in U.S. history. Since then, Krebs, like other election officials, has faced death threats, which Krebs said is shameful.
You name it, whether it's emails, whether it's phone calls, whether it's people showing up at your house. This is not America I recognize, and it's got to stop.
He called on political leaders, particularly members of his own Republican Party, to do more to call out and end this sort of behavior. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Georgia Senators Kerry Loeffler and David Perdue are refusing to acknowledge President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's vote. As WABE's Emma Hurt reports, both lawmakers are facing runoffs that will determine which major party controls the U.S. Senate.
Senators Perdue and Loeffler are standing firm with President Trump to refuse to acknowledge Biden's Electoral College victory. Loeffler addressed the media after early voting Wednesday.
Look, there'll be a time for that if that becomes true, but the president has a right to every legal recourse, and we're letting that play out right now.
Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, President-elect Biden celebrated his Georgia victory at a rally in Atlanta Tuesday and urged voters to turn out again. Loeffler's opponent, Raphael Warnock, spoke before Biden.
We say to America, welcome to the new Georgia, welcome to the blue Georgia. But our work is not done.
More than 700,000 Georgians have already cast their ballots for the January runoffs. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
Wall Street stocks closed mixed today, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 44 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 63. U.S. futures are higher. This is NPR News. A bipartisan congressional investigation finds that key players in the nation's opioid industry have spent $65 million since 1997 to fund nonprofits that advocate the use of prescription painkillers. The report from Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Wyden of Oregon found the contributions continued in recent years, even amidst increased scrutiny of the industry during the opioid epidemic. The senators are considering legislation to expand the federal system that tracks payments from companies to doctors to also include payments to nonprofits. Emergency plans remain in effect along the nation's northeast as the region's first major storm of the season brings some areas to a standstill. New York City emergency manager Deanne Criswell spoke to reporters at a salt shed in downtown Manhattan.
The majority, the heavy part of this snow is expected now to start closer to 6 p.m. and go all the way through midnight.
Hundreds of salt spreaders and snow plows will be on New York roadways as the storm intensifies through tomorrow. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a bill that bans the sale or display of Confederate flags and other symbols of hate on state property. Cuomo acknowledges that certain technical changes will be needed to the law to ensure that it passes constitutional muster. Texas and 9 states are suing Google. The complaint accuses the online search giant of using its size to monopolize and control prices for online advertising. Google calls the complaint meritless. This is NPR News.